On the agenda at Thursday's meeting was the introduction and first reading of an ordinance that would push forward an amendment to the sales tax code, establishing a 1% year-round sales tax increase. If passed, the question would go to Skagway voters on the October ballot. Right now, sales tax in Skagway is 5% from April through September. That goes down to 3% from October to March. If passed, the increase would raise taxes by 1% for the entire year. That means it would be 6% in the spring and summer months and 4% for the fall and winter. Revenue from the increase would go toward the rec center expansion and aquatic wellness center. Lacey Chandonette owns Glacial Smoothies and Espresso. She says she's worried about the impact a tax increase could have on small businesses.
It may seem like an extremely small amount to some people, $50, but to others in this town, it can be literally in the thousands. You're looking at some small business owners that are open year-round that pay rent already, employee housing, services. I mean, that's a large amount.
Tim Borsi suggested tabling the ordinance for now and reviewing municipal expenses.
Periodically, I think we need to go through departments and budgets and really take a hard look at the way money has been spent. A lot of the departments have been getting new equipment, and sometimes we've got to tighten the belt if we're trying to achieve other goals.
A concern was also raised about potential state tax increases. Here's Assemblyman Orion Hansen.
You know, I think we need to have some prudence with what we're thinking about going in the future with potential sales taxes until we find out really what comes down with the state, because we pass a 1% sales tax, the state passes a 1.5% sales tax, and then we're looking at 7.5%.
Hansen said right now he doesn't think the measure would stand a chance in the polls.
If we voted today on first reading, we sent this to the voters, I think it would fail. I think the political climate right now, I don't think the voters would pass it.
Assemblyman Jay Burnham disagreed.
I believe the voters would vote yes on this. And I think it would be because they want a pool, just like me. And they want a rec center expanded, just like me. And this is a way to pay for it.
Still, he suggested putting the ordinance off until the full assembly was present to make a decision. Assemblyman Spencer Morgan was absent. He also wants to have the ordinance reviewed by the borough attorney. The assembly voted unanimously to take the ordinance off the agenda at this meeting. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.